Okay, this is Freeform that you're tuned to right here at KUNM. My name is Carol Boss, and I just magically went from a small studio to a large studio where there are chords everywhere I look. And it's really exciting because we love to have live music, and this is a studio where we have bands, big bands that require plugging in as opposed to acoustic, which I love to do in the small studio. But I'm really thrilled. This is Women and Creativity Month. This is Women's History Month. It's Women and Creativity Month right here in Albuquerque. And it's an annual month-long series that celebrates women's creativity across the disciplines. It's the 11th anniversary, hard for me to believe, of this program. I remember when they started. And I'm telling you that because one of the events in association with Women and Creativity is going to be a concert. It's happening this very weekend at the Outpost Performance Space, Saturday, March 5th, 7:30 p.m. It's featuring a very favorite Americana folk rock band, Wildwood, who are really terrific. But the reason we're here is for the group that's going to be opening for them, and that's Merlettes. And that is a project of Christina Jacobson. I talked about her at the beginning of the show, but I can't depend on you remembering or actually hearing the beginning of the show. And Christina has been here. She was here, I don't know if it was a year ago.
In the fall
with her Honky Tonk Ensemble from UNM. It was fabulous. There must have been 36 people in the studio, maybe a slight exaggeration, but lots of folks. And right now we have an all-girl band. There's a little exception this afternoon, which we'll explain in a moment. And I'm really excited, and I want Christina to, in fact, I'd love everyone to go around and introduce themselves, and then Christina will talk about how the Merlettes came to be. We're going to start with the one exception. Sharon Eldridge, the drummer, had to work this afternoon, and she couldn't come. So we found someone of the male persuasion, but I am sure he is very happy to be part of an all-girl band. It may be his first. Why don't you introduce yourself? Oh, I don't know if you have a mic to talk into. Greg, right? Greg, you tell us about.
So Greg Williams is joining us on drums today, and we're really excited to be playing with him and have brought him in. Yeah, he doesn't have a mic at the moment, but he's playing drums with us. And then we can just go around and have folks introduce themselves, perhaps.
I'm Dare. I'm playing the fiddle and singing a little bit.
Natalie Laura.
Hi, everybody. My name's Laura Leach Devlin, and I'm on the upright bass today.
What a beautiful upright bass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is.
And I'm Steph, and I'm playing mandolin.
And I'm Christina Jacobson. And yeah, we are Merlettes. We're a Merle Haggard-inspired all-girl honky-tonk band. And we're so excited to be playing the show at Outpost on Saturday and splitting the bill with Wildwood. And, of course, Greg plays drums with Wildwood as well. So we're really lucky to have him join us. And so we play a bunch of Merle Haggard songs and mostly honky-tonk classic country from the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Why don't we hear something?
So
first song.
Yeah, we're gonna start with a Merle Haggard number. This is a Merle Haggard classic called Silver Wings, and it's one of my favorites. I hope you all enjoy it.
Silver wings shining in the sunlight, roaring engines headed somewhere in flight. They're taking you away, leaving me lonely. Silver wings slowly fading out of sight. Leaving me.
Oh, that's really, really nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I asked you the story when you were on once with me on Women's Focus a while back, and I want to ask again for the listener's sake, because it does interest me, so I'd like to hear the story again, about you're from back east, right?
Yeah, I'm from western Massachusetts, town called Great
Barrington. Right, and that whole story about how you got drawn to this music.
Yeah. So I got drawn to country, grew up in a community where listening to country was definitely not the cool thing to do. And so for me, it was really a way of rebelling. Around seventh grade, I had a good friend move from West Virginia, became my friend, and we were in the same class. And I went to her house, and she and her mom were listening to the Judds. And the Judds were rocking out in the really close two-part harmonies, and the feel and everything about it just completely captivated me. So after that, it became like my rebellious music and a way to listen to it. And then eventually I started learning the lap steel guitar, which is what I'm going to play for the next song that we're going to play for y'all today. And then started singing and writing my own country songs and getting into country in that way.
Not only is she a country honky-tonk singer and singer-songwriter, but Christine is also a scholar. She's an ethnomusicologist, right?
I'm an ethnomusicologist and a cultural anthropologist, yes. Yeah, and I teach at UNM. Yeah, yeah. And as Carol said earlier, I co-facilitate the UNM Honky Tonk Ensemble, which played on air here in the fall, and also teach a songwriting class. So I'm going to segue to my lap steel guitar here, and we're going to let Dara introduce the next song.
Our second song is a Kitty Wells song. If my mom is listening, she's one of the people who remember when Kitty Wells was one of the rising stars. It wasn't God who made honky-tonk angels. Kitty Wells wrote it as a response to a Hank Thompson song, The Wild Side of Life. And the tune comes from way before. It was a Carter Family tune. Thinking Tonight of My Blue Eyes.
Yeah. It's a great speckled bird, too.
Oh. An obscure evangelical rant. But you can hear it. Johnny Cash recorded that.
All right. So here's Kitty Wells. And I'm playing on my lap steel guitar. Her name is Pearl. She's made out of mother of toilet seat. All right. One, two, a one, two.
As I sit here tonight, the jukebox playing that tune about the wild side of life. As I listen to the words you are saying, it brings memories of when I was a trusting wife. Because it wasn't God who made honky-tonk angels, as you said in the words of your song. Too many times married men think they're still single. It has caused many a good girl to go wrong. Shame that all the blame is on us women. Cause it's not true that only you men feel the pain. isn't from the start. Most every heart that's ever broken was because there always was a man to blame. Right, Carol? Because it wasn't God who made honky-tonk angels. As you said in the words of your song, too many times married men think they're still single. It has caused many a good girl to go wrong. We're going to tag it. It has caused many a good girl to go wrong.
The sound of 1.5 hands clapping here. Oh, that's really great. It's such fun always to hear the lap steel guitar.
Thank you. Thanks. I have a lot of fun playing it. It's also really portable and small. Portable and small. I have a lot of fun playing it. So you can take it everywhere with you. We're going to do one more song, also with lap steel guitar. This is a Hank Williams senior number. And many of y'all out there will probably know it. And we just wanted to say, for those of you that are tuning in and listening, that feel free to grab a dancing partner and dance and enjoy the music that way. This is music that's really made to be danced to. All right. So here's your cheating heart. One, two, three, four, one, two. Your cheating heart will make you weep. You'll cry and cry yourself. Sleep won't come the whole night through, yeah. Your cheating heart is gonna tell on you. When tears come down like falling rain, you'll toss around and call my name. You'll walk the floor. Way there,
just like
do.
I do. Yeah.
Your cheating heart is gonna tell on you.
Got the Murlettes here live in the studio, Christina Jacobson on lap steel guitar and vocals, and Stefan Mandolin and vocals. Dare picked up the guitar for this one. We've got Greg Gredette on the drums. and we have Laura on upright bass. How fantastic. And they're going to be at the Outpost Performance Space this weekend. It's March 5th, and Wildwood, they're going to be sharing the bill with Wildwood. And then, let's see, what can I tell you about it? You want to find out about tickets, you can call 268-0044. You can go online to www.outpostspace, that's outpostspace.org. And this is all part of Creativity, Women in Creativity Month. Let's just go around real quickly. Laura, when you're not playing honky-tonk bass, what else are you doing music-wise?
I do a lot of other music. And then I have a what they call a day job.
And what other kind of music are you usually playing?
Similar to this, I play bluegrass. I play some Americana and some more honky-tonk music. Just a lot of good music.
Mm-hmm. Dare, I've never associated you with honky-tonk.
How about that?
So this is such a pleasure to see you here. Hear you.
Back to the music of our fathers.
So what else do you do?
I play in the group Los Otros. We do political stuff. We've been up here to politicize away. And then I'm very lucky that my day job, I'm a bilingual music teacher. I get to teach music in Spanish.
Yeah, neat.
It's a blast.
Greg, we know you're part of Wildwood. He's shaking his head. He doesn't...
Will these work? Will these mics suffice?
Yeah, they do suffice.
Yeah, I play in Wildwood and a few other things, and then I teach drum lessons to little kids.
Oh, great. You're going to be playing with Wildwood this weekend?
Yes.
Okay, but he won't be part of Merlette's?
No, unfortunately not.
Sharon Eldridge will be back. And what about you, Steph? What other music?
What other music do I like?
Yeah, and play.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, I like it all. I like Neil Young and Pink Floyd and Ricky Skaggs and Alison Krauss. And
do you play in any other bands?
Not currently, no. I'm going to go monogamous this time.
Steph's also an amazing bluegrass player. So we want to play a duo for you. We're going to pare things down. This is just going to be a song featuring myself and Steph Chanet. And this is a song that has been recorded by a couple folks, but Emmy Lou Harris and Kimmy Rhodes among them. It's called Love and Happiness. And we'd like to dedicate it to someone.
To Sarah, if she's listening, hopefully. All right, what do you say?
Here's a wishing well. Here's a penny for any thought it is that makes you smile. Every diamond dream, anything that brings love and happiness to your life. Here's a rabbit's foot. Take it when you go, so you'll always know you're safe from harm.
Yeah.
Wear your ruby shoes when you're far away, so you'll always stay home in your heart. You will always have a lucky star. Shines because of what you are, even in the deepest dark. Because your aim is true, and if I could only have one wish, darling, then it would be this: love and happiness for you.
Steph Chanet on mandolin.
Here's a spinning wheel.
Here's a spinning wheel.
Use it once you learn.
Use it once you learn.
There's a way to turn the straw to gold.
Here's a rosary.
Here's a rosary.
Count on everything.
Keep always have a lucky star that shines because of what you are, even in the deepest dark, because your aim is true. And if I could only have one wish, darling, then it would be this: love and happiness for you. And if I could only have one wish, yeah, darling, then it would be this: love and happiness for you.
Christina Jacobson and Steph Chanet. Very, very nice.
Thank you.
So, are there other contemporary all-girl ensembles like this playing?
Gosh, you mean in town or
elsewhere?
I'm sure there are, but I don't know of any
like really well-known ones.
The thing with country music is that in general what you find in scenes in Bakersfield, California or Nashville or Austin or other well-known scenes is you have a lot of female vocalists and you have a lot of male pickers.
Right.
And so part of the inspiration for me was like, I want to put together a really killer country band that features female lead pickers. And so I'm so excited to have the pickers and the lead players that I do in this band and have Dare with us and have Steph with us, because they're amazing players and it's really exciting to be able to foreground them and do that. We also just have a lot of fun playing together. So that's fun just to kind of cultivate that energy and create a sense of community around that.
Would you like to take the show on the road one of these days?
Sure. I think that would be super fun. Yeah, for sure. So we have a couple more numbers that we'd love to play for y'all and just guide us as we go. This next one that we'd like to play, though, is a song by one of my favorite honky-tonk artists of all time. And you started your segment this afternoon on Freeform with her, Miss Loretta Lynn. This is a song called You Ain't Woman Enough to Take My Man. This is a good dancing number if anyone feels like dancing out there on a Wednesday afternoon, a beautiful Wednesday afternoon. All right.
Great fun.
Thank you. So I wrote a song about a year ago about a female bull rider, and the song is called 6 Seconds. And if you're riding the professional rodeo circuit, women only have to ride in the PRCA for 6 seconds. And there's all these cliche country songs about 8 seconds and metaphors thereof. I was like, I've never heard a song about 6 seconds or any rough stock events for women. I had the fortune to attend a bull riding school in Colorado about 3 years ago. And it was absolutely amazing, the attrition rate. So there were a ton of people on day one, and it was about a 50% reduction by day two. People were really coming to terms with their maker. It's, you know, you're like faced with a 2,000-pound Brahma bull. It's really, really intense. So this song is about a female bull rider, and it's also inspired by my mother, her name is Helen Jane. She's born in Athens, Georgia. She's a Southerner. She's also a military brat, and she was really big into etiquette and propriety when I was younger. So she would say these things like, Christina Michelle, that is uncouth, or that is unladylike, or unseemly was her favorite one. I think that term might be, you know, in use in like the 1890s, and then sometime thereafter.
You're going to offend your mother.
Your mom brought it back.
You're going to offend your mother with that one.
No, I've dedicated it to her. She's been very sweet about it.
Christine, if you don't mind, I'd like to do a shout out to my sister Becky, who's the only rodeo queen I know.
All right.
Becky Obenchain Ogawa, and she's celebrating her birthday on Sunday, so there'll be a lot of Obenchains there Saturday night.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
So this song goes out to Becky.
Absolutely. All right. How y'all doing?
Great.
People say you gotta behave, do things in a suitable way, stick a smile on your face, don't put your elbows on the table. Mama used to say, Christina Michelle, don't get out of line. Sit up straight and always be on time. And don't look men in the eye, even if you're able. On a Sunday morning, you better be there. A girl's got her reputation. Mama, please understand, I've got my own salvation. 'Cause I'm a bull riding Virginia, tucker loving rodeo queen. I grab the bull by the horns and I stand my ground. Girls, you know what I mean. And when the show's rolling and the crowd's howling, I don't need no rodeo clown. I got my own sensation. At 1,000 pounds, I take it 6 seconds, 6 seconds, 6 seconds at a time. Grab the bull by the horns and I stand my ground.
two, a three, four, five, six. Pull right at Jenny, Tucker, love, and rock while we all queen. I grab a bull by the horns and I spur my ground. Girls, you know what happens when the show's rolling and the crowd's howling. I don't need no rodeo clown. I got my own sensation at 1,000 pounds. I take it at a time outside.
All right, Merlette's live in the studio. Hey, Christina, how many songs do you have?
We have at least two more if you'd like them. And
let's do two more.
Okay.
And
so the next one that we're going to do for you is a Charlie Pride song. It's called Is Anybody Going to San Antone? And this song I learned actually when I was playing with a Navajo Country Western band on Navajo Nation, and the band I was playing with at the time, Native Country, was out of Many Farms, Arizona, on Navajo Nation, and so the band leader asked me to change the words in the chorus, so the instead of going, is anybody going to San Antone or Phoenix, Arizona, we sang it, is anybody going to San Antone or Many Farms, Arizona. So I like to keep that switch. That's how I learned that song, so I'm going to dedicate this song to all the fine Diné musicians that I've played with over the years, and some of whom are tuning in right now. So this is Charlie Pride's Is Anybody Going to San Antone? Dead, but it sure feels warmer than it did sleeping in our king size bed. Because is anybody going to San Antone or Many Farms, Arizona? Any place is all right as long as I can forget I've ever known her.
Let's hear some mandolin.
Gonna let you do your next tune in a moment, but I'm gonna make while you're doing that, I'm gonna make my way back to our other studio, and I want to thank all of you for coming this afternoon. This has been a huge treat, Merlette's, and they're going to be live at the Outpost this very Saturday. It's March 5th. It starts at 7:30, and they're going to be sharing the bill with Wildwood. The Merlette's opening up. I want to put that "the" before the Merlette's, and it isn't. There's no "the," right?
There's no "the."
It's just Merlette's. Yeah, just Merlette's.
It's just Merlette's. And so, just a brief correction. So Wildwood is playing the first half of the show, actually.
Oh,
and then Merlette's is playing the second half. Yeah, Yeah, so we're splitting the bill, and so be sure, of course, to come and catch the whole thing. But Wildwood is playing the first half, and yeah, we're so excited to sort of be doing a combination of honky tonk and Americana, and hopefully bring in cross sections of folks that listen to all that stuff.
Right, it should be a great night. And let me just give a phone number for the Outpost, 268-0044, and you can also check out, if you wish, outpostspace.org. And I want to thank Steph Chanette on mandolin and harmonies, and Dare Obershane, fiddle and harmonies, Laura Leach Devlin on upright bass, also harmonies. And Greg, thanks so much for sitting in to make this band so complete. It would have been not the same thing without the drummer here. And remember, Christina, we were talking about doing it in a little studio and being totally unplugged, and now I thought, what a silly idea, Carol. That never would have worked. It would not have been the same thing. It just wouldn't have.
So a couple quick shout outs to Ramon Garcia,
yes,
who's
absolutely
producing all the sound for us this afternoon and doing an amazing job in the sound booth there. Also, Carol, thank you so much for having us on Freeform. It's been super fun.
Yeah, I want to thank Matthew also, who's holding down the fort in the control room. And I want to say also my own very thankful, you know, we are very lucky to have Ramon Garcia here. He puts on amazing productions in this very studio. So thanks so much, Ramon.
Woo! Hear, hear. Yeah, Ramon. Absolutely, yeah. And thanks to Matthew Finch as well. So let's see. I'm going to send this song out to my friend Bruce. This is a Lucinda Williams number. We're going to take you down to Louisiana Bayou country. It's a song called Crescent City. Grab your dancing partner if you haven't already. Come on out and dance, and we'll look forward to seeing y'all on Saturday at Outpost. Thanks again, Carol. Everybody's had a few. Now we're talking about who knows who. Going down to the Crescent City where everybody knows my name. This town has said what it has to say, yeah. Now I'm back after that lost highway. And the longest bridge I ever crossed is over Pontchartrain. Julie Thorne's on top. That's what we say. We used to dance everybody. Mama lives in Mandeville, yeah. I can hardly wait until you can hear that Zydeco and Lizzie Le Bon Ton roulette. And take rides in open cars. My brother knows where the best bars are. Let's see how these blues will do in a town. Julie Thorne's on top. That's what we say. We used to dance the night away. Me and my sister, me and my brother, we used to walk down by the river. Take us out.